Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by City Management Intern Lauren Dietz to talk about Knoxville Cleanup Week. Knoxville's annual spring cleanup is going to be going on June 8th through the 13th. Tell us the reason behind having a spring cleanup.
Really, it's just to help beautify Knoxville and give everyone a good chance at getting stuff cleaned up for spring. Everyone does their own little kind of spring cleaning, and the city kind of wants to help out with that.
And what are some ways that the city is helping out with it?
The city council contracts this year with Midwest Sanitation, who will go around the city cleaning up whatever people leave on the curb that they're accepting.
What are some items that people would typically put out there for the spring cleanup?
Really just some large items around your house that may be a little more difficult for you to get rid of normally. There are certain things that won't be accepted, things like computers, TVs, small and large appliances. Also, don't have anything in a garbage bag, because if you do, they won't pick that up.
Now, when it comes to those items that are not being accepted, what can people do with those items?
If you do put it out on the curb, the sanitation company will tag it. They won't accept it, but they will put a tag on it, letting it know that it is still your responsibility to take care of. If that's the case, then your best option would be to speak with your household sanitation hauler that does your garbage service, or take it out to the landfill.
Now, what are some things people need to know in regards to spring cleanup?
First and foremost, have everything on the curb by 7 a.m. Monday, June 8th. The spring cleanup goes on all week, but there's no prior warning as to when a truck will be going down a certain street. So we want to make sure that everything is out right away, so that when the sanitation haulers do their route, that everyone has a chance to have whatever they're setting out taken care of. Once the truck is past someone's house, they won't be going back, and then it becomes the responsibility of the homeowner. So that's, again, we want to stress, have it out by 7 a.m. Monday, June 8th. We also want to make sure that when you put things out Sunday night or early Monday morning, that they're secure off of the street, so they're not obstructing traffic or parking, and so they're not blowing around. If any item is tagged after all the cleanup is finished, the city will send the homeowner a letter saying, you have 48 hours to take care of this item. Last year, we were really proud. We didn't have to cite anyone for that. It was all taken care of. So we're hoping to have another good year with that again.
What are some of the, give us a list of some of the items that are not accepted, that will not be accepted.
The list that Midwest Sanitation gave to us is anything that's housed in a residential or household garbage bag. So kitchen bags, if you're using plastic bags from the store for your smaller trash cans, that's not accepted. Anything like construction debris, drywall or shingles. If you just remodeled your house, that won't be accepted. E-waste material would be what I mentioned, computers, TVs, small and large appliances. Last year, there were a lot of TVs left out, but everyone got those taken care of themselves. Household hazardous waste, so things like wet paint or automotive batteries and waste oil. Concrete of any type, tires, or even fluorescent bulbs. Those would all need to be taken care of by yourself, either by your sanitation hauler or out at the landfill.
And what are the times that the collection will happen over the course of each day?
Collection is from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., starting Monday and going through Saturday. However, if it takes longer, they will go past Saturday. If they finish sooner, obviously they'll stop before Saturday. But it will be 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, City Management Intern Lauren Dietz, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.